Live from the No Panic Zone, fanning liberal fear by telling the truth every day. I'm Steve Gerber. I am America's voice. God bless you and God bless America. Good to have you here. It's Tuesday, February the 23rd, 2021. Good morning, all. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, former President Obama trying to woo people into a conversation he had last year with Bruce Springsteen. It comes at an interesting time when the boss is facing drunk driving charges and failed to tell Jeep about it before a huge Super Bowl commercial. We'll get to that. Number two, Joe Manchin, as I've been telling you for a while, is the most powerful man in Washington. Make no mistake, Manchin says no. The answer is then no for all the progressives. It's a little rough on him. And number one, what I mean is look at the cabinet selections for President Joe Biden and then think about Joe Manchin. Whether or not he knows it, he can't get them confirmed without the senator from West Virginia. It's become apparent and true. On matters like the $1.9 trillion spending spree put forth, that includes $1 billion to help socially disadvantaged farmers, among other things, that doesn't go through without Manchin's blessing either. None of it does. When you have a 50-50 Senate, that's where you are. It seems overall the Biden administration has a messaging problem. We're 1 month into his administration right now, 1 month. More than 100,000 people were told died of COVID in the last month, surpassing 500,000. That's the big story that the mainstream media will be talking about all day. It'll be all they talk about, 500,000 dead. Although we count the way COVID cases are racked up different than any other country in the world, China hasn't had a death from COVID in a year almost. Remarkable, isn't it? Germany's numbers lower because of the way they count. But when it becomes measured per capita, the United States comes in at 10th or 11th. We haven't done worse than everybody else. We're a bigger country than everybody else. And honestly, who trusts the numbers coming out of China or India or Russia, for that matter? We'll get back to that. Let's talk about the messaging problem of the Biden administration overall, because they have a big problem. Ned Price, he was out there yesterday, and there's a conversation going on about a pipeline that was going to be run from Russia to Germany to move natural gas, Russian natural gas, to Europe. Well, Donald Trump saw this as president, said that's a terrible idea. It'll make Europe completely beholden to Russian energy. Plus, it'll enrich the Russians and they'll have lots of money. Bad idea. Well, yesterday, during a press event, the spokesperson, Ned Price, tried to pass it off as the Biden administration making great strides on this deal. And then this, believe it or not, Associated Press reporter flat out began mocking him, saying, what are you talking about? This is not your work. This is the previous administration's work. This is from the Associated Press. Okay, dial it in. Bite 11. Listen to this. Go.
There are over 15 of them. And I think that demonstrates that our strategy, including the legislative strategy, the strategy that, of course, Congress has been behind, has been working to good effect. So we'll continue to work closely with Germany. We'll continue to work closely with our other allies and partners in Europe to uphold Europe's own stated energy security goals.
It's a bit disingenuous to claim credit for the 18 companies winding down. All of this work was done under the previous administration. Only been in office for a month, right? Are you telling me that in the last 4 weeks, these 18 companies all of a sudden decided to say, oh, my God, we better not do anything with Nord Stream
2?
You guys are taking credit for stuff that the previous administration did.
For the Department of State.
Okay.
Aren't you taking credit for what the previous administration did? Yes or no? Yes or no? It went on for a bit after that, by the way. It is shocking to hear a reporter actually do their job in this day and age involving a Democrat or the Biden administration. Of course, that guy's probably lost his press pass ever since. He's probably revoked permanently. Lifetime banned. You ask real questions. How dare you? But the messaging doesn't stop there when they have a problem. They've got a problem across the board, even with their own people. Let's go to bite number one. I want to share this with you. Merrick Garland is the man you may remember that was put up by Barack Obama to sit on the United States Supreme Court. And Mitch McConnell said, you just wait right there. We'll get back to you. Of course, they never got back to them, which led to the nomination of Neil Gorsuch when Donald Trump was elected president a few months later. Merrick Garland has lingered around in the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, and now he's back up for attorney general. And he's asked a pretty simple question. You're going to be attorney general, the top law enforcement agent in the United States of America. You're going to be the number one law enforcement guy in the entire country. This is a pretty straightforward question. Listen.
Just a fundamental question. Do you believe that illegal entry at America's border should remain a crime?
Well, I haven't thought about that question. I just haven't thought about that question. I think, you know, the president has made clear that we are a country of with the borders and with the concern about national security. I don't know of a proposal to decriminalize but still make it unlawful to enter. I just don't know the answer to that question. I haven't thought about it.
Will you continue to prosecute unlawful border crossings?
Well, this is, again, a question of allocation of resources. We will, the department will prevent unlawful crossing. I don't know. I have to admit, I just don't know exactly what the conditions are and how this is done.
Sir, is it a crime to break federal law in the United States or not? Is it a crime to break federal law in the United States anymore, or is it not? I mean, how easy could the question be? Of course it's a crime. Won't answer it because this administration seems to think it's okay to have an open border, letting anybody in from across the world without vetting, without much concern or care at all. Oh, well, COVID test them. Will you? Will you really? Meanwhile, in another hearing room not far away, near a Tandon, it's getting battered about. And now we know that Joe Manchin, as I mentioned, he won't vote for her. Susan Collins said no. Mitt Romney said no because Neera Tanden put out hundreds of emails, derogatory, divisive, nasty emails, pointed mostly at Republicans, but also at Bernie Sanders and other Democrats. Jen Psaki, well, of course, she had not much to say. Listen to this. It's bite number two. No Jen Psaki. We'll wait until we get to the break. She's right there. We'll get to her after the break. But I want you to hear this because the messaging problem is clear. This administration, Jen Psaki is doing, an abysmal job, circling back and umming and awing her way through these press events. It's terrible. By any metric, by any measure. And I can go back and look at people that did the job well for Republicans and people that did the job well for Democrats. She's not on the list. I'm sorry to say. You can like her. You can do whatever you... The fact of the matter is, she's awful. You should find somebody that can actually do the job well. Sarah Sanders can give classes on the weekend, whatever you need. Quick break on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
If I told you you could save hundreds of dollars on utilities every month and thousands every year, would you listen? A Well Connect, which uses your well water to heat and cool your home, can literally save you a pile of cash. If you're tired of freezing in the winter and boiling in the summer and didn't think you could afford to make a change, Well Connect will change your mind. WellConnect is a hybrid geothermal system that can reduce your heating bills to $600 a year and air conditioning for $50 a year. No, I'm not kidding. WellConnect will pay for itself and keep you comfortable the whole year. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, find out if your home is a good fit for a WellConnect. Second, schedule a free home visit. And third, get a WellConnect install. Call SGI today at 810-820-4604. Again, 810-820-4604. You'll be so glad you did.
Does retirement have to wait until my 70s?
Is a great college for our kids?
Out of the question.
Is the American dream
out of our reach?
Not if we can help it. We're the National Endowment for Financial Education, a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping people just like you get smart about their money. Log on to smartaboutmoney.org today and start taking control of your financial life. Help is closer than you think.